Hey everybody, I have a shorty for you today. Go grab your earbuds and I will see you in a minute.
Welcome to the Market Your Biz Better podcast with my mom, Deb LaFlam. She created this podcast for biz owners like you who could use a little help in the marketing department. I've heard her on calls and she's pretty good at what she does. Don't be embarrassed. My mom says you can't be an expert at everything. And between us, the more you need her support, the more Netflix you get to watch. My mom knows you are busy running your biz, and that's why most of her episodes will be a quick tip you can do right away. Sometimes she meets talented people and she'll get really excited about them and how they can help you and will invite them on as a guest. My mom is standing over me ready to get this podcast episode started. Thanks for listening.
What if I told you that you are in your own way? It's not someone or something, it's just you. Would you tell me I'm crazy, or would you nod your head and say, yep, you're probably right? So let's just get this out there. You are in your way of moving your biz forward by making excuses and blaming other people or other things. So I love guiding you, my clients, my audience, to just do one thing today that can move your business forward. Now, where this is the Market Your Biz Better podcast, I'm going to stick with the theme of marketing and probably end up somewhere around creating social posts for your marketing online. But oftentimes I hear people say, like, I just can't do it. I don't have enough time. There's not enough time in the day. And really, it's just you're distracted by all the other things. You've got to market your business online. There is no way around it. It's non-negotiable. So stop being distracted. And how do you do that? You can use timers. Give yourself 15 minutes to do the work, or maybe use the Facebook newsfeed eradicator where it literally wipes your newsfeed out. So it's blank. That's what I do. So when I'm on Facebook on my desktop, for example, I'm just there to do the work. There's nothing in my newsfeed. Yes, the newsfeed is on my mobile device, but we'll get to that in a minute. So those of you that are saying there's not enough time in the day, I don't have time to curate and create and come up with this strategy to get marketing messaging out to my audiences, I see you. I see that you are commenting and liking on everyone's posts. And that is really the number one thing you have to reduce or cut out of your bad habits is when you go onto social media, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or Pinterest, and you are truly going on to use it to market your business better, you need to have restrictions. You need to have time limits. So for example, schedule an hour a week or 2 hours a week where you are just using those social platforms for your business. And then let yourself have time to be on those platforms personally. So for example, while I'm sitting in the carpool line to pick up my kids from school, I will open up my Facebook app and I will use it for personal reasons. I will go and respond to things that people have posted. I will like, I will comment, I will share as myself. And sometimes I even do some engagement posts with on my business page or my business profiles. And that's because I know that's a good time for me to reply to my audience. Okay. So that's one way of doing it is if you're going to use these platforms to market your business, you need to have time limits. So set that time for your personal use and set that time for your business use, okay? Because I see you. I see what you're doing to waste your time. So you've got to stop saying, I don't have enough time, because really you can. You absolutely can spend 1 hour a week setting up all of your posts, okay? So I'm going to challenge you. This is going to be a real, Deb, I'm going to get off this podcast. I'm going to stop listening and I'm going to go do exactly what you say. So this is the challenge. I want you to pick one thing, just one action item from the list that I'm going to give you in a minute. And I want you to just do one thing today. And then I want you to hop over to Instagram and I want you to tell me what it was you did, or hop over to Facebook in my group and tell me what it was you did, and tell me how easy it was to set aside time to just do one thing to move your business forward. So here are some ideas. These are the four ideas that I want you to choose to do just one of. Here's the first one. I want you to use your design program, whether it's Canva or PicMonkey or Adobe, it doesn't matter. If it's Word Swag on your phone, I want you to just do one thing. I want you to create a template, one design that you can use over and over again for some of your social posts. Now, you are not going to create those social posts. You are not going to schedule. You are not going to share them. I just want you to create a template that you can, at another time, hop onto that platform and create social content to put out onto your pages. But right now, I want you to pick one of these four things. One of them is create a template. That's it. You're just going to create it. You're going to save it. You're going to move on. Because really, it could take you that long to just create it. It should be branded. It should have your mark on it, your font that you like, but you're not going to do any implementation other than creating the template. That's one option. A second option would be to curate media to show and share at a later date. So again, you're just doing a little bit of work. So I want you to pick, let's say, I want you to find three articles, blogs, pictures, videos, any of that, any media that you would want to share with your audience, just three, okay? So again, these are your options. So number one is create that template, or number two is to curate content from other people's content. I want you to find three of those if you select that one. The third option of one of the things that you could do today to move your biz forward is make a list of five ideas that you want to share with your audience. It could be behind the scenes. It could be sharing a story about a client or a customer. It could be an inspirational quote. It could be a blog post you wrote or a video you made. But I want you to make a list of five ideas that you could share with your audience when you sit down to create your content. Again, this is just the creative component. Think of what we're doing right now. We're just coming up with something that you can do today to move your biz forward, because something is in your way. The fourth and final idea that I want to share with you that you're going to pick from would be to go into your calendar and schedule one time a week, your most creative time, if possible, to work on social posts. Again, you're not going to do any of the work. All I want you to do today, if you chose this one, is to schedule one time every week for the next month. So I want you to schedule four time slots over the next month. If you want it to be consistent, for example, Tuesdays at 9, where you block 30 minutes or 45 minutes, then do that every Tuesday at 9. But if you're just going to carve out time during the week, then I want you to find one time each week for the next 4 weeks where you will sit and work on social posts. You do not need more than 1 hour. If you're doing it consistently, you do not need more than 1 hour a week. Okay, so those are the four options, you guys. I want you to pick just one. Let me repeat them. Number one would be to create a template that you could use over and over and over again when you're sharing inspirational quotes or thoughts or anything like that that comes from your brand. That would be one. Number two would be curate three media pieces, whether it's articles or blogs or graphics, to share with your audience at a later date. Just save them, put them someplace safe so you remember. Maybe grab the URL, which is the www address, and put them someplace safe. Number three, your option would be to make a list of five ideas. Sit down, have a cup of tea, have a cup of coffee. I don't care, have some ice cream, or maybe go for a walk in the woods, but come up with a list of five ideas that you know you can easily share with your audience over time. And the fourth option would be to schedule time where you can work on your social posts over the next 4 weeks. You're going to schedule one block of time, one time a week for the next 4 weeks. Okay, so there you have it. Those are four ways that you can take action to move your business forward, but I want you to pick just one today. And when you pick that one and then you go and you do that little bit of work, you've already moved yourself forward. Taking action is the first step. So I want you to find me on Instagram at Love Your Biz. I want you to tag me and tell me which thing you did, just one. Obviously, I want to see what you did so that I can celebrate you and applaud you. But you've got to stop being distracted. You've got to stop saying there isn't enough time. We all have the same 24 hours in our day. And many of us are doing this on our own. So how are some people able to get the results they want? How are some people able to get their social content out in front of their audience? It's because they're doing one thing at a time. They're not letting themselves get distracted, okay? So remember, if you are using social media to market your biz, you need to restrict your time that you're on it for personal and for business reasons, okay? You can't be doing those two things at the same time because you will not do those two things well. So pick a time of day or week that works for your biz and a time that works personally, and just come into the platforms and work on them for your biz. All right, can't wait to see what you guys come up with. Remember, pick just one. Hey, thanks so much for listening to the Market Your Biz Better podcast. I know there are tons of podcasts that you can choose to listen to, and I am so excited that you took the time to listen to mine. If I mention any websites or links during the episode, you can definitely find them over in the show notes. And I would love for you to find your way over to Facebook and join my free Facebook community, Social Post Ideas with Deb LaFlamme. Request to join. And once we bring you on in, I've got a free download for you to help with those creative times when you're not feeling so creative and give you the chance to get those creative marketing juices flowing. 18 social post ideas to get you started. If you liked what you heard, if you know a business friend or buddy that could benefit from hearing my podcast, Market Your Biz Better, please share. I'd appreciate it. See you guys on the next episode.